Fat Guy Radio Show. The funniest internet radio show this side of the moon. That would be a big bare-ass moon.
This is Philippius, the executive producer of Fat Guy Radio Show. I may not say much on the show, and I'm certainly not as fat as Corey. But one thing people don't know about me, when I do my online shopping, I do it all through the Shop Amazon tab on fatguyradioshow.com. You should too. Not only does it help the show, but it keeps Corey calm during business meetings. You don't know what it's like to bear witness to an angry fat man. So be like me and shop Amazon through the Shop Amazon tab on our website or shop directly at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And thank you for keeping Corey calm.
It's Fat Guy Radio Show.
Well, boys, I don't know about you, but I am excited to be here tonight. I am feeling okay compared to last week, and I'm ready to have a really good show. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody, everywhere. Please make sure that you tweet us at Fat Guy Radio Show live on the Twitter, and your tweets may make it on the air. And I'm excited and welcoming everybody. DT, how are you, bud?
I'm all right.
That was lacking enthusiasm.
I'm all right.
Come on, boys. I'm feeling so good, even though Philippius' camera shot is completely effed up.
Hey, that is his own doing.
Why? You are the associate producer.
Because this fool did not want to get... That is why I'm all right. Because this fool did not want to get in show position.
Then you make him.
How do you make someone do something you don't... You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
But you can drown the horse in that lake.
Now you got to walk home and eat and haul the horse meat home.
I'm sorry, what? You want to try that one more time?
Now you got to walk home and haul all that horse meat home.
That's why. You make him get in...
There you go.
There he is. He's all fixed. All right.
I'm glad I did my job.
Isn't it? You know what? It's just beautiful. Just absolutely... Beautiful. That was a sarcastic clap. Yes.
Corey.
That's me.
Question.
I'll entertain a question.
Why do people in public service the service industry
like hospitality, hotels?
Yes.
Uber drivers.
People, when you interact with people as a major part of your job, why do they always act like it is the hardest thing in the world to talk to somebody or be enthusiastic about their job? Like they don't want to be there. If you don't want to be there, newsflash, no one's forcing you to work at that place.
That's very true.
Find a job that you're happy about.
Yeah.
I don't like going to my local fast foodery.
Your local fast foodery, Lip.
Yes, I said that.
I don't know what that is.
It's a place that serves fast food and it's local.
Yes. I don't like going to my local fast foodery. And the person's like, what do you want? I went to a place today. They were like, welcome to such and such. Can I interest you in this? And I was like, no, thank you. But I will have a bacon cheeseburger meal. And it was silent for like 2 minutes. And then the mic goes, you can order whenever you want.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, yes, I will have the bacon cheeseburger meal.
You want me to piss you off even more?
What?
That dude's making $15 an hour now.
You want me to piss you off even more?
Sure.
It was a lady.
That lady's making $15 an hour now. See, this is what, this is totally not what I wanted to talk about at the opening of the show,
but you're
tugging at my heartstrings, dude. You're tugging at my heartstrings.
I just feel like if you went through the application process.
Yes, you did.
You chose to be there.
Yeah.
You did not call in sick today.
You did not call in sick. No.
Act like you have some pride in your work ethic.
Yes.
Don't just start spewing out. Like when I talk to at my numbers job, I have to interact with kids all day.
All day.
All day.
All day.
And I can tell you right now, I am not a happy person every day of my life. I am not.
None of us are.
I don't wake up every day like, oh, today is going to be the best day in the world.
That's what Lib does.
Yeah.
There are some days when those kids get on my very last nerve.
Exactly.
And what do I do?
Punch them in the mouth.
Well, after I punch them in the mouth.
After you punch them in the mouth.
I bite my teeth, Yes, I bite my teeth.
He bites his teeth, Lip.
He has false teeth. He puts them in his mouth and then bites them.
Thank you for explaining that.
That'd be gumming. I would gum my teeth.
Get false teeth. Other pair.
Oh, another pair of false teeth?
Didn't you hear how Lip explained it? It was eloquent.
I didn't. I wasn't paying attention.
He bites his teeth, ladies and gentlemen.
I was pulling a Corey Blaze right now.
Yeah, you were. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I grip my teeth and I say, hey, friend.
Hey, friend.
And the most, like, upbeat, fake ass, just imagine if the mother from the Brady's, from the Brady Show,
Florence Henderson, who was taken from us in 2016,
had intercourse with Betty White,
who was also getting ready to be taken from us by 2016. Mm.
Then that beautiful young lady grew up to be an appropriate age and then was raped by Bill Cosby.
Got
that Professor Kool-Aid.
Yeah. But gave birth to a amazing positive child.
Okay. Uh-huh.
That's the atmosphere I go into work with. Like, hey, I'm just going to kill you with so much positivity that you're going to be like, dang, this guy has no life outside of work.
You fake it till you make it. That's the way you do it.
And these people at the restaurants, at the fast fooderies, just don't do that.
They don't care. They never have care. And here's my big argument. Everybody knows that has listened to five or 10 minutes of Fat Guy Radio Show knows for a fact that I am the advocate against someone that can't remember to put a paper-wrapped tubular plastic apparatus into a paper bag making $15 an hour. If you can't put a straw in a bag, you do not deserve making $15 an hour. I don't care how many kids you have. I don't care how long you've worked at said local fast foodery. I don't care. If you can't do that simple thing, and then you top their attitude on top of it. You know, I had this conversation earlier today. I told people wonder why businesses suffer. Yeah. And why so many things are so wrong in this world is because we have lost the one most simplistic thing ever: human kindness. The simple smile.
Yes.
On my work instant message, I have in there where you can put like a little greeting.
Yeah.
And normally people put in there, hello, I'm in, you know, conference room, blah, 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 for the rest of the day. I put on there saying hello, # human kindness, or just saying thank you. Just those little simple little things. And we understand fast food worker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We understand your ass is not happy at where you are. But if you really pull back the curtain and you think that all those people that pull through your drive through in their BMWs and their ties and in their suit jackets and all this stuff, you think they're happy? They're not. The grass is not greener on the other side. No. Guess what's on the other side of the green grass?
What?
Dirt.
Exactly.
And then you know what makes the grass green? Poop. So when you flip the green grass over, all you find is dirt and poop.
And
dirt
tears.
And poop and tears.
Yes.
And dirt, poop, and tears.
Dirt, poop, and tears.
And so if you're in Corey's yard, lemons.
Yeah. They're everywhere. except for
cat piss.
Yeah, except for when my neighbor steals them. But here's the thing, Mocha. I feel your pain.
I'm glad someone does.
I feel your pain. I've always felt your pain. And I have made a career out of fast fooding.
Yeah.
We're just making up all kind of words today, aren't we, Lip?
Fast fooding.
In honor of your birthday.
Of going to fast food places.
Yes.
Fast fooderies.
Look it up. It's in the Fat Guy Dictionary.
Fast fooding.
Yeah, fast fooding.
I just wish that these people would just take a, and I know he got canceled, but he gave us the how-to when it came to being a worker at a fast food arena.
And who was this person?
The squarest of pants, Senor SpongeBob.
Senor SpongeBob. He was proud.
Yes. He was ready.
He was always, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Exactly.
No matter. He knew that he was going to have to get to the crab shack.
Yep.
And he knew that Squidward was going to be the squiddiest.
Yep.
Yep.
He knew that Patrick was going to be the Patrickest.
Yes.
And he knew that Mr. Krabs was going to be the greediest. Mm-hmm. But did that stop SpongeBob from having a smile on his face?
No.
Did that stop SpongeBob from grabbing that spatula and flipping them patties?
Nope. No.
Did that stop SpongeBob from protecting the secret Krabby Patty recipe?
No.
But SpongeBob knew that he was going to encounter negative. He knew he was going to encounter rude. But he still, as much as he could on his square SpongeBob face, kept his square SpongeBob smile.
Mm-hmm. Amen, brother.
Because that is how you do it when you know your job sucks, but you still put a smile on your face, even though you are a sponge living in the bottom of the sea.
Wow!
Where was I going with this?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Start the show. Fat Guy Radio Show.
One, two, three, four.
It doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
Could be so selfish, Gene.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah, baby, just say it.
I'm standing here staring at rock legend Bruce Dickinson.
The cock and a walk, baby.
And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, baby.
And Bobby, you are right, I am being selfish. But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
It must be true, cause I heard it on the radio. It must be true, it must be true.
You'll never feel happy.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is Fat Guy Radio Show, featuring never Corey Blaze. Counting down the hours until the buffet opens. No. Here's your host, Corey Blaze.
You'll never feel happy.
I should have been talking this whole time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona and heard in 79 different countries with over 500,000 downloads all over the world with the best listeners in the world. And I'm talking about you, folks. I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes, sir.
And our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
What's up, dude?
We like the show to be interactive, so tweet me and the guys during the show at Fat Guy Radio Show. Make sure to like and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word. And today's show is brought to you by Target. What I love about Target is that they are right on top of the hottest trends, from clothing to holidays to the changing of the seasons. Spring is no different, as it has officially begun, and Target knows that Easter is just around the corner. So hop on over to the Target banner on our website and score 50% off BOGO shoes. And make sure to stock up for Easter with a $5 gift card when you spend $25 or more, or double that gift card when you spend $50 or more. And for the ladies who run the house, Target at fatguyradioshow.com/Target has up to 20% off select women's C9 activewear, and new season means new furniture. So save $40 on furniture when you spend $150 with checkout promo code FURNITURE. these savings and so much more at fatguyradioshow.com/target, clicking the Target banner on our website or tapping the Target logo on our official show app. Target, expect more, pay less. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show, everybody. I love this little silly little song.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the music video for it?
Yes.
I love the music video.
You showed it to me.
Did I? Have we used this before, Lip?
I don't recall.
I don't think we ever did.
No, you just showed it to me randomly one day. You're like, oh, have you? Because it's in a TV commercial.
It's in a Macy's commercial.
Yeah.
But it's only like a really, really quick, like 10 second bit of it.
And then you're like, I had to get that song because I've been on this gig. It's the greatest song ever made. Oh.
I didn't do all that.
Yes, you did.
Did I?
Yeah. He literally.
Literally?
Literally did this, ladies and gentlemen. That's what he did, ladies and gentlemen. How happy he was about this.
Hey, there's not too many songs that make me really happy, and it's got that old church beat behind it, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all, the video is all shot in black and white.
Yeah, nice. And it's a bunch of people dancing.
They getting the Holy Ghost of the Jesus.
Yeah, it's like a devil versus angel dance battle at the end.
Is that what it is? They're on their knees.
Yeah, during the devil versus angel dance battle.
Okay, he's clearly lost something over there. Everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show. Well, we got to get to it because it's the white elephant in the room. We are on a Wednesday night this week.
What?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's a Wednesday night this week. We augment the schedule every once in a while for my shoot schedule with the Phoenix Suns, and which they have a home game tomorrow night. I will be working there.
That they're going to lose?
That they probably will lose because it is the Clippers, and their Clippers are doing pretty well this season.
I guess.
But that's not what we're here for.
No.
Someone has a birthday this Friday.
It was last month.
No, yeah, it wasn't.
Still in March. It's, last month.
No,
it was last month. My birthday was last month.
Not your birthday. Oh. Someone else has a birthday. Believe it or not, there are more than one birthdays in a year.
That's lies.
That's
lies.
Not lies. No, I'm
lies
sorry,
told on Twitter.
No.
Those are myths.
Nope. I'm sorry, but it is factual that there is more than one person that has a birthday in a calendar year.
No, it's impossible. Mm. I was only born on one day.
I understand that. And I feel the same way about my birthday.
You don't have a birthday.
Neither do you.
Neither do I.
I only have the best birthday.
No, you don't have any birthday.
I have the only birthday.
So the day that someone in this room came out of the vaginal canal is the day that we want to
their entrance day.
Mention. Their entrance day. Happy entrance day. And, of course, that is our industrious executive producer, Philippius.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
2, 3, 4.
It's your birthday.
That song would have been great, but I really needed more cowbell. Here's the thing.
We don't have a cowbell here, sorry.
Happy birthday.
Actually, we do.
We do, Lip. Happy birthday to our producer, Philippius, who will be celebrating his birthday this Friday.
Friday.
Yes.
Friday. So that is the reason why we are not taping the show on a Friday. Because Lip was, when we were discussing this last week, he was like, well, I'm not sure how conscious I'm going to be the day after my birthday.
I do remember that.
Did he or did he not say that?
He did say that.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way now because I know, you know, I'm feeling okay today. I'm having a good day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And you know, no discomfort. I'll explain what's all going on a little later in the show. But so I'm going to go ahead and get this out of the way now because I'm prepared mentally for what's about to take place on the show because I know for a fact that my feelings are about to be hurt. So, Lip, I will ask you, pose to you, what event has been planned that I am not invited to?
There is no event planned yet.
There's no way that you are going to have a birthday where nothing happens.
Well, put it this way, I have a niece that has a birthday on the 30th.
Okay.
And she's celebrating her birthday at my birthday.
So, but you guys, your family, and it's very well documented on this show, your family is known to have kids parties that know that the kids are going to pass out around 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and then it turns into the adult party.
I haven't planned that.
You
my
haven't.
Plan, my plan is probably in like another week or two.
No. Your better half has to have something in the works. There is no way that she, number one, your birthday is posed on the most perfect day, a Friday.
Yes.
There is no way. I refuse to accept the fact that there is not something planned or something in the works.
I personally haven't planned anything. If she did, she hasn't told me.
Edible pennies.
Mistress Lip, I believe, is what we coined her nickname to be. DT, do you honestly believe that there's nothing going to be planned for his birthday? These are the people that party for the fact of partying.
I do believe nothing is planned. This is why.
How? Why? Please.
The niece's birthday is on that Friday. So this is what's going to happen. They're going to go to the niece's party. And they're just going to get drunk. Someone might say happy birthday to Lip.
So are you telling me that the niece's party is only going to be family? That's impossible.
I don't know. I don't know who's
there
gonna
is empirical proof all over social media that when your family has any type of
edible pennies,
any type of shindig together, it is a neighborhood event. Sure. It might not be at your house, but it's going to be at that little sneaky little Susie's house, isn't it?
I don't know.
She's got the biggest one. She's the one with the 8 bedrooms.
Five.
Well, I mean, when you have like 25 people, that feels like 8.
Yeah.
She has a garage, so someone probably sleeps in there too.
There you go. 6.
I know that there is something happening that I'm not invited
to. Garage into 4. So then you got an extra 4.
So
you got 9.
If you do find out, Lip, that something is planned.
Yes.
Do we get an invite? That's
I'll
the question.
I'll extend an invite to both of you guys.
No chance that will happen. No chance.
There's probably nothing going to happen.
There is something that's going to happen. And you know what? We're going to get back here on the next show, and he's going to be beating his chest about this amazing time he had.
But the thing is if he does invite us, guess what we could do?
What?
We could drive together.
Oh, God. Yeah, way to switch it over to you, you horse of ass.
No, I was switching it to you.
No, you were. You were switching it over to us.
No. And I was saying.
If you know anything about Corey, he doesn't go to parties.
That's
over 5 people.
Oh, well then Corey's going to be seeing a lot less of me because I go to every party I'm invited to.
And that's fine.
I ain't.
Nobody could hear you winking through the radio.
That's why I said, oink.
Lip, I have broken that rule for you.
Ooh, just for you, Lip.
When I was 21, I believe.
Yes, but did I or did I not break the rule?
That was a surprise for you, though. I didn't know anything about it.
That even made it even more special to you that I broke that rule I do have that rule where I don't go to parties that are 5 people and above because it gets just too big and too much to work. And then, you know, the whole internet radio thing comes out and all of a sudden I'm there, you know, doing a show.
I'm trying to think of how many people came to my birthday party 2 years ago when you came to Hula's.
It was
a family dinner.
It was 6.
It was hold on. It was me, 2, me, you.
Yes.
Intern, the former intern. It was once the intern, and now back the intern.
Yeah, because he drove me there.
My father.
Yes.
My sister.
Yes.
My aunt.
Yeah.
And Princess Dite.
Yeah.
It was 7.
So I broke the rule for you too. How many birthday parties have I been to since then?
0.
Exactly.
I haven't had any since.
I know. And that's okay. You have one here on the show. But other than that, this is not about you. It's about Lip.
Okay,
I'm trying to figure out what good time is about to happen.
All right.
I know what's going to happen. We're going to get back here on the next show.
Yeah.
And he's going to have this he's going to regale us of this amazing story of this good time. Oh, man. I didn't know where I was. I was in the alley.
Been a drunken yarn.
It was all great, man. I mean, it was just this. We put a whole cow in the ground.
It was a covered laser show.
We covered it with banana leaves and stuff. I know you're up to something. your wife has to be up to something, and I'm just
I'm going to California.
You're not going to California. I would have known.
He's
about
going
that.
To San Diego.
You go to San Diego. I'm kicking your ass.
I'm going to Ocean Beach.
That's gonna get you punched in the face.
Ocean
too.
Beach Hotel.
That's gonna get you. That's gonna get you
killed.
that's gonna. That's go. That's yeah.
I will be the new executive and associate producer of this show.
And this would be a news, weekly news update show.
This is what it would look like if Lip went to Ocean Beach
Hotel. Yeah, just like that.
Just like this the whole time.
The whole time.
Just us two.
Yeah.
Hold on. That's better.
Yeah. Just us two. It says co-producer.
That's because the person didn't change the slide. So, Lip, you say that there's nothing planned.
That was my job.
I haven't personally planned anything.
See, that's the deflection.
My wife asked me, she's like, what do you want to do? I said, I really don't care. I don't care to really.
So there is something planned.
So
you
when
just
she,
don't know.
So hold on. So when she asked you that, did you tell her after the fact, are you planning anything?
I did not ask her that.
You left the door wide open for something to happen.
All right. Did you say, I don't care what we do as long as Corey and DT are invited?
No, I didn't say anything.
Silence speaks louder than arrows of words.
Sorry. Well, if something does happen and I'm at the party, I'll invite you guys.
Something does happen while I'm at the party, I'll invite you guys. Not only do I have a rule of not going to a party with more than 6 people or more than 5 people, I also have a rule on not getting a 5-minute invitation. It's 7:30. It's 7:25. The party starts at 7:30. We'll see you here, Corey. He knows damn well I'm not going to show up to that.
But not only that, he says that like if he doesn't have 2 full days before the party to go home to his wife and be like, hey, are you planning anything? Hey, where is it going to be at?
Exactly.
Hey, are you wearing edible panties? Like, these are questions he needs to ask.
Lip, yes. I'm planning my birthday party.
Yeah.
I've been planning it for a month and a half.
See, that's true. The thing. I don't see a reason to have a birthday party.
But you guys don't ever have to have a reason to have a party. You know something's going to happen, bro. You know that they are going to end up doing something. Even if it's just everybody coming over and sitting around on your couch, unloading farts into the cushions and having drinks or whatever.
Well, there's too many birthdays crammed together this week.
It doesn't stop anything. My birthday is the same way. I got my dad on the 11th. I got my sister on the 14th. And I got me on the 16th. So I'm feeling the same thing. And you know what? My sister has already put out a notification on Facebook about her birthday bash at my older sister's clubhouse. And I see it came out a week ago. Did I click accept I'm going to go? No, because I'm going to be planning my own party.
What's a clubhouse?
It's some fancy condo she lives on on a golf course in downtown in South Phoenix has like a clubhouse.
Big money.
Oh.
I don't know. She must be selling drugs or something. I don't know.
Down South Phoenix.
South Phoenix.
Only one I know in South Phoenix is like, what is it, like the Legacy?
I don't know what it is.
Well, I don't know. What does Corey consider South Phoenix?
Oh, that's true, too.
Everything south of Thunderbird, and I'm sorry that was very regional for a lot of people, but everything south of Thunderbird Boulevard is South Phoenix to me.
Well, I guess I can't move to that other apartment then, because that's South Phoenix, Corey.
Lip, you got to give us an update if you do.
Yep, sure.
Lip,
will.
You can hit me up anytime, and
you do it. You do it, D. You do it. You can. You are the last minute guy. I'm too old for that. My body's weary. I'm too old for that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got time for all that. You got to give me a week in advance so I can prep haircuts. Hair design, clothing design. You just can't drop something on me. Hey, Corey, come on. No, I can't.
Gotta go get your new outfit and everything.
I gotta make an appearance. Come on. You think I'm just gonna show up just to show up like I do here at the studio?
But you can't even eat.
That's very true. That's the.
I don't know if you can have alcohol.
No, I can't have any of that either.
Mm. No alcohol is boring.
I am a very boring person right now.
You could drink with Jay, have those O'Doul's.
No, I can't have any of that. I barely was able to start like having soups.
What?
You could have water and act like it's vodka. There you go.
I could have Sprite, but even though I had like my first soda in like 2 weeks the other day, and it just completely threw my body in the whack. Stones?
Oh, I was gonna say when Shay threw you like prune juice.
No, it threw my body in the whack.
Oh, baby, you know what they say about Sprite? You don't drink it, you rent it.
You go right. Yeah. but anyway, we'll get into my health maladies later. I have an update for the cat saga.
Okay.
I mentioned this a few weeks ago. And we have a whole lot of new listeners. And I wanted to shout out one that we met at the Mesa
Arts
Center.
Spark Festival.
Spark Festival. And she is following us on Instagram now.
Ooh.
And I just wanted to shout her out. And I can't find her name. But I will find it. With our slow connection, is every internet on the planet slow today?
Yeah. Yes,
because it's gloomy outside.
Is that what it is?
I smell rain. And my left boob says there's like a 30% chance it's already raining.
Cara DeBille. Cara DeBille.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we met her, I believe, out at the.
Is she the one with like the 15 kids?
No, I don't think she has 15 kids. She's a cat mom. So, Cara, so turn down what you're about, what I'm about to say. Now, there is an all-out war on cats in my at my home. And so all you cat lovers, just go ahead and hit that 15-second fast forward.
Yes.
You know, because I am not a fan of cats. I never have been a fan of cats. I am a lover of all animals.
You're allergic to them, right?
I'm not allergic to them, no.
Yes, he's allergic to them.
No, but see, this is what happened. I posted a picture on my Facebook page.
That was your gateway.
A week ago. It was, but I missed it. I posted a picture on my Facebook a week ago of shattered glass from my old patio table.
Yeah.
Because I fired off some shots at a cat.
Blew a hole in your wall.
And one of the shots didn't hit. I fired off two shots. One shot did not hit. It hit the table.
And
it shattered. Lip, you missed it. I said I fired two shots and one shot hit the table.
You need to practice.
Here's the thing. I got so many people Facebook messaging me about animal abuse and how, you know, this is let me go ahead and clear this up for everybody. These are stray feral cats. These are not someone's fluffy in-home licensed kitty cats. These are feral cats. They carry diseases. You don't believe me? The CDC, federal agency, the Center for Disease Control reported that feral cats pose the greatest risk of human exposure to rabies due to their lack of cat vaccinations. I'm here helping you people by trying to kill these cats and successfully doing it.
Yeah.
These things are dangerous. And people think, oh, and my neighbor thinks she's doing a good thing. She's not doing a good thing. And I know people can't see it, but I'm doing the Donald Trump hands right now. She's not doing a good thing. She's actually creating approximately 300 rabid cats are reported each year in the United States. Rabid. That's dangerous. So when I'm aiming at these cats that don't have licenses around their neck or are completely uncaught, these cats are insane. They are meaner than your normal cat because they have no love, I guess. They're not domesticated. They just come around because they know there's a food source. So their minds have reverted back to the lynx mindset where cats come from, the wild lynx.
Mm-hmm.
So by me shooting at these, I'm actually doing you a favor. The war is on, and I have taken them out. I may not have won. I won that battle, but I have not won the war just yet. So understand this and stop sending me Facebook messages about animal abuse. It's not animal abuse. These cats aren't owned. They're not loved. They're just fed by someone that's becoming a crazy cat lady, and that's my neighbor. No more of your messages. I will continue to fire off at these cats that are not licensed and are not homed. They're disgusting. They're nasty. You should see, they smell. It's really horrible. Thank you for leaving me out there, boys. This is great so far. All right, folks, we'll take a break and maybe we'll start the show and D-Tay and Philippians will join me after this. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Trust me, I'll give it a chance now. Take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we we start to dance, and I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Amazon at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. Tax season, folks, you've got less than a few weeks to get your tax filings in. But Amazon is right there to help you out even in the last final hour. You can get your taxes filed quickly, accurately, and safely. Nothing is worse than making a mistake with Uncle Sam. So Amazon has everything you need to avoid your uncle and get the maximum tax refund. Get started today at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon. And always remember, before and after your tax refund, if you want it or need it, Amazon has it, and you can get it at fatguyradioshow.com/Amazon or by using the official show app by tapping the Amazon icon. Amazon, so easy they put a smile on the box. Amazon, the number one way we powered this show. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. I apologize, I did not have that commercial ready to go, but I hope that the cat saga has been squashed. Any questions
from
anybody else in the room?
No, I actually, the reason I checked out of that story was because you were on such a great rant that I was like, man, this dude is on fire right now. His passion of hate for these cats reminded me, it was reminiscent of a movie.
It's not hate. It is hate.
It was reminiscent. I've seen SpongeBob, how happy he is to serve.
Yeah.
But he is so happy to serve the community by getting rid of
the cat. It's almost like
it's
that.
It's a community service. That's what it is.
It's almost like that father from that movie, I think it was like Saturday, where he was like, he became a dog catcher. He said, I don't even like dogs. He's like, that's the beauty of it. That's my pleasure. I get to grab the dog by his neck, and I strangle him, and then all day long, bang, 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 my foot up a dog's ass. Just bang, right up in there. It's my pleasure.
You're just bringing up movie quotes so you can dictate next week's opening. That's all you're doing. I don't go out hunting for these cats.
No, you just defend your property.
I do, and it's I only shoot them on my property.
Your house is the Alamo, and these cats are Mexicans.
No, we can't put it like that with Philippius' birthday coming up in two days.
Sorry.
His secret party that nobody knows.
No party.
You know how much Facebook loves pictures?
I don't know. I'm not on Facebook.
Facebook is trying to be the new Instagram or something, I think.
Well, Facebook owns Instagram.
Do they?
When?
Yeah.
Did that happen?
Facebook owns Instagram. Facebook bought Instagram last week.
I didn't know.
Last week?
Not last week. Last year, I believe. Yeah, Facebook owns Instagram.
Man, you miss a lot of stuff when you get off of Facebook.
Yeah. Well, you know what you're not missing? You're not missing... let me fill you in. And I wish you were on Facebook for the purpose of the content of the show, but I'm going to fill you in on something because this isn't anything new, but it's something that really kind of jumped out to me recently.
Okay.
And since I've been back on Facebook, I jumped back on Facebook at the beginning of the year. I had checked out.
Okay.
Last year. I had checked out. My former radio partner, he had checked out of Facebook, and we busted his balls for the fact that he went back on. But I was forced by the hand of BDB Radio Network to get back on the Facebook because we needed to have a social media presence.
Okay.
And I don't post as much, but I go out and I peruse things. And every once in a while, I get some show content from things that happen on Facebook.
Okay.
This is one. I see a lot of my friends that post their pictures up. Their pictures of their cute little kids doing something cute.
Mm-hmm.
Or pictures of them with their new haircut.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or the worst thing that possible people can post on there, a picture of your feet. Yes, Margo, I'm talking about you. I don't care when you get pedicures. I don't want to see that crap on Facebook, but I digress on that. But since I've been back on Facebook, I troll a little bit. I'll be honest.
All right.
I troll a little bit. You know, when I'm sitting at home all day and I'm working and I'm doing a process that's going to take the computer a few minutes, I will flip open the old phone and scroll through Facebook.
You got a flip phone? Dang.
Not a flip.
Old school.
I forgot about the part that I go back to 1994 and flip open my... flip open my Motorola Razr.
I didn't even know those had internet access.
Motorola Razr.
So I flip open my pink Motorola Razr And
those things used to be legit.
They did. Remember? Remember when we used to be excited about the fact that your flip phone had a pull-up antenna?
Oh.
That's when you know you were a businessman and you were doing big things.
No, you knew you were a businessman when your flip phone was so tiny that you flipped it down and then it had a flip-down microphone that extended down to your mouth.
That's what's up right there. That is what's up. I always wanted one of those phones. I could never afford one. I thought I was big. I thought I was the big cock of the walk when I finally didn't have a flip phone, but I had a slide phone and it had a full keyboard that slid out the bottom. I still have that phone.
I still have that phone. I had the horizontal one that had a rotating screen. Like that. When I had that, it was just like a miniature computer.
And remember how excited we were when we realized the fact that you could walk down the street and in the middle of the road, there was this box that you could go into and you could talk into a telephone. They called it a payphone.
Yeah. What? You pay for it.
See,
it
cost
10 cents.
I thought that was Superman's dressing room.
I always thought it was where Doctor Who was.
Now they cost 25 cents.
I think they cost more than that.
Yeah, they cost about $4,000 because they're not there anymore.
That's true.
You can't find a phone booth on this planet to save your life.
I did actually like a couple years ago.
A couple of years ago, and you were out in the middle of nowhere.
When I didn't have a car, and I went drinking with some friends, and I didn't have a ride home. So I literally walked around like a 20 block radius. Looking for a payphone to call my father to pick me up.
Did you find one?
I did.
Wow.
So your cell phone was dead.
I didn't have a cell phone at the time.
Nowadays you don't have to walk. You just say, hey, can I use your phone and call a ride?
Yeah.
Because everybody's got one. But I digress.
Okay.
That's not what we're here for.
No.
We're here for the fact that I troll Facebook.
Yes.
Secretly.
Often.
Just me creeping on Facebook and nobody knows that I'm there, but I'm there. You know, just me opening up Facebook, just like,
don't double tap.
What is this that I see here? What's this? Oh, look at this here. Oh, yeah. So what I've discovered is this thing that I've got friends that post pictures that don't realize that things in the background of their pictures show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about your dirty ass houses.
Mm.
You got this cute, adorable little kid.
Okay.
Doing something cute.
Yeah.
But in the background, you got clothes all over the floor, dishes all in the sink.
What?
You got food just spread out. You're just nasty.
Nasty.
Trash can.
You got cute little kids, but you nasty.
Like that can't happen?
Not when you posted those pictures on Facebook.
Well, it's like a Kodak moment, they call
Corey,
it.
Corey,
right?
I have news for you.
No.
I have news for you.
It's a shame, and people don't care. It's embarrassing. Clean your house before you take a picture.
Corey.
I got some nasty-ass friends.
Corey, I just want to tell you right now, not everyone spends thousands of dollars on lighting kits.
I don't do that.
To highlight their dinner. Not everyone has extreme OCD. To where they have to make sure that the purple gloves are in the right spot on the sink in order to take this, look at my dirty dishes pick, which is really just one fork in the sink that you just put in there for picture purposes.
That's not what I'm saying. I have water spots. I'm not expecting people to have a four-person crew to post a picture up on Instagram like I do. I'm not expecting people to do that. What I'm expecting people to do is just to be more conscious of what their house looks like when they're capturing that moment.
That moment happened when the lady took her freaking laundry out of the dryer. She said, oh, snap, my kid looks freaking adorable right now. Threw the laundry on the floor, whipped out that phone, and captured life in the moment.
Kodak.
She didn't have time to fold up all the, hold up, baby, stay looking cute. Well, I go fold these clothes up, but when I come back in 20 minutes, I want you to be in the same position looking cute so I can take a cute picture. Those are candid moments, Corey.
And
your house is not clean 24/7 of the day because guess what? Life happens.
My
just like
house
poop.
Is clean 24/7.
That's because you don't
your
live
bedroom?
In it.
Your bedroom?
Your house.
No, my bedroom. But listen. I'm glad you brought that up, Lip. Because my bedroom is not clean, I know in the back of my mind that if a candid moment happens in my bedroom, knowing that it's not clean, I know I'm smart enough to say in my head, this is not a photogenic opportunity. And so I will just have to commit that moment to memory. I'm not going to post that picture up on Facebook. I don't care how cute of a thing AJ has done. I don't care how cute of something is. There are many a times where I'm in my bedroom and I'm working and I want to post up a Snapchat or something. Uh-huh. I think of something funny. You know, something funny comes to my mind. You know, I'm talking to the internet for a living. I come up with a funny every once in a while.
I guess.
And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I have a funny and I want to say a funny. I whip out my Snapchat. I put the camera on me and I look at the foreground and I see that is not right. They are not going to get this moment of funny. And you know what? I move the hell on. I bypass the moment. But people don't. You see, you know your house is nasty. You know your house is nasty. Just commit the moment. This is you know what this is? This is the effects of everybody believing that every freaking second and every moment and everything that happens in our life deserves to be on social media. It doesn't. There are times where, you know what, how about you not post a picture of your kid doing something cute, and how about you just tell the story of your kid being cute at the next dinner party instead of posting it up on Facebook. Everybody has to put every moment on Facebook,
and they capture that moment in hell. I can't see your story.
Why do you have to see a story? We paint pictures. We paint pictures with our words every week. That's what we do. Maybe they can't.
But the thing is if we could... I got you, Corey. I got you. Yes, we paint pictures every day, every week with the words. But guess what we also do?
What?
We capture a live freaking video so everyone can watch it. Because guess what, Corey? Corey Blaze.
That's me.
Sometimes your eyes want some stimulation.
I understand that. And you know what? Knowing that we capture this particular show where I'm painting pictures with my words, we make sure this studio don't look like crap.
I understand that. But let's say we was at the Spark Festival, like we were.
Yeah.
And let's say the cameras were working, like they weren't, but they was working.
They was, but they weren't.
All right. Let's say something unfavorable happened, Corey.
Yes.
We would have still posted it.
We would have.
You know why?
Why?
Because sometimes good moments happen in adversity and troubled times. We live in a confusing world.
That was
Corey.
The worst comparison possible.
No, it wasn't.
Because that was outside in the elements and you can't control what
the outside.
Corey. I'm talking about people taking pictures and posting them. You have 60 seconds or more to process and look at that picture in your phone.
Yes.
I'm not even talking about the fact that people's phone pictures suck.
Okay.
I love my mama Bonita, but all her phone pictures blow. They're all grainy and horrible, like you took the picture with a 1984 Polaroid printout camera. I understand that everybody ain't got the latest in technology. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is that you just got to clean your house up a little bit before you go snapping your little nasty-ass kids with spaghetti on their face.
I understand that, Corey, but at the same time, I'm understanding something. I want you to understand something.
Help me understand something, because I don't see nothing wrong with somebody saying, okay, I took this picture. The background of my house looks like hell. Maybe this isn't one that should be on Facebook.
How would you feel if they put a blur effect on it? Would that be better so that you can it's blurred
if
out?
If they
the
have
back?
An because, iPhone 7 Plus to do it, no. You got to be conscious. Don't you want to make the best impersonation?
But the thing is,
impression.
The thing is, Corey, is not everyone sits there and analyzes these photos in the background. The photo is about the kid in the foreground, so you don't look at the freaking kid's face. That's the cuteness. I'm not saying, hey, look at my dirty ass house. All right? I'm saying, look at my cute ass kid. All right, Corey, so you need what you're doing is your OCD is kicking in and you are looking at this picture and saying, yes, little Johnny Appleseed is cute.
Johnny Appleseed is cute.
Little Johnny Appleseed is cute. But I am now, because I've already absorbed all the cuteness of this pic, now I'm going to criticize and critique your life. What are you doing in your household? Why is your household so in a disarray that I have to see this cuteness on a background of crap? That's what you're doing. So you're overanalyzing this,
Corey. No, you're telling me, you literally just told me that people are taking pictures of their kids and completely neglecting the fact that their house is nasty.
Because to them, maybe it's not that big of a mess. But to you, These aren't a couple articles of clothes.
This is clearly an established mess.
But see, I can't see this, Corey. You're telling me a story. You're obviously not painting your pictures
you
very clearly.
You refuse to see it. I'm painting the picture very clearly.
Your picture's not being painted clearly, Corey.
Because
I can't see anything.
My picture is as distorted as those nasty kitchens. But you can't take a picture of your little baby bathing in the sink and there's a week of dishes in the next sink.
I agree with that, but was that really a picture or is that just for effect?
That was a real picture! My cousin Aria posted it!
Alright, I retract my previous statements.
And Aria's house is nasty!
You win this one. If you take a picture of your kid with a week full of dishes on the side, I'm sorry, that is gross.
Why are
you bathing? First of all, that water you bathing your kid in should be bathing those dishes.
Exactly, you saved my point. Come over to the right side.
I agree with you. Ladies and gentlemen, clean your houses.
Come over.
Clean them.
I'm not talking to, and I understand what you're saying, and I don't know why we're yelling and screaming, but I understand what you're saying, DT. I understand that every candid moment of acuteness of a kid or an animal is not going to allow for the perfect picture. You're capturing that moment. I get that.
Okay.
But what I am observing is the fact that, number one, your nasty ass house is completely overtaking, and I'm not the only one that sees this because I read through the comments. I'm creeping on Facebook. I'm creeping on them. I'm studding them out. I'm trolling.
Okay.
So I'm seeing all the comments, too. People saying, hey, did you notice that your drawers was hanging on the side? You know what I mean? You notice that your drawers, and people are posting this stuff. People post it all the time. This is not a little clothes here, a little clothes there. These are, and I'm sorry I blew my cousin Aria up. I just realized I did that. I'm so sorry, Aria, but your house is nasty. Listen.
I'm sorry, Aria. I'm not coming over this weekend.
I'm sorry, Aria. I'm not eating. I'll eat your sauce. Your sauce is good, but you got to make it in my kitchen. I know. Damn it, hell. I'm trying to get to a funny part. Put the damn break sign down. Hell, I tell you when I'm ready to go to break. Bust your head up to the white meat, I swear for the Lord. Don't get me upset. I'm tired. I'm fat and I'm hungry.
I'm hungry too.
I'm not.
This is not a everyday mess, DT, that I'm observing. These are established messes.
Okay.
Established messes. And that's all I'm saying. I want to see your cute little kid. I don't want to see your nasty feet. I don't want to see your disgusting ass cat. I want to see a little cute little doggy. I want to see all that, but I don't want to see, even on Snapchat, I'll call out my Snapchatter friends. And yes, Lady K says, crop it. Crop that mess out. You see the picture before you post it. Have some decorum. Don't you? Your mess is overshadowing your baby.
Okay.
And that's where it goes wrong.
Okay. I have one thing I want to ask.
One last thing before Lip comes across the console and chops us both in the nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Because he wants to go to break.
If you are going to take a picture of yourself in the mirror.
Oh, yes, please. I didn't get to the mirror because you got me all fired up over them nasty
If you're
going to
take a picture of yourself in the mirror, please have some decorum and make sure there are no water spots on your mirror.
You trying to look sexy and you can't even use Windex?
I can't even tell if that's your face, if your face has spit on it, or is that the mirror?
I don't know if you was sweating or if you crying. I can't tell.
I'm sorry, are those freckles or water spots?
I can't tell. Is that a supernatural being floating over your shoulder?
I have no idea. Is that a sweat stain or you got come down? I'm sorry, I lost it.
That's all right. We got to play an Afterbird promo anyway. Folks, we'll be right back on the other side of this break. Hoo. You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show.
I got up in the middle of the night, stumbled to the bathroom, pulled down the old dungarees, sat down on the bowl, and went winky-tink. I'm getting older. I winky-tink a couple of times in the middle of the night. Get up, flush the bowl while I'm still sitting there. No, you guys are not going to have those expressions on your face when nobody can see them.
All right.
I go wink-a-tink.
Wink a tink.
I'm getting to that admission here.
Okay,
it's
okay.
It's not a comfortable admission.
Okay, okay. You went wink a tink. You went tinkle.
I went tinkle spot.
Actually, don't say tinkle.
I went winky tinks, tinkle spot, drip, drip, yellow fountain.
Okay.
Got up, flushed while sitting, got up, pulled up my dungarees, and they were all wet.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
That's a really good show, folks. If you want to get the afterburn, that is our bonus uncensored show. You can get it at fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn through our partner with Patreon. Welcome back to the show, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Halo 6, the premier electronic cigarette company offering American-made e-liquids and flavors to match any smoker's desires. Halo 6 is not a tobacco company turned e-cig provider. They are the leading electronic cig company providing a seamless and easy way to switch from traditional tobacco to E6. I made the switch and it was very, very easy. My choice of e-liquid is Sub-Zero. I actually brought my new bottle that I grabbed through the mail yesterday that I ordered at fatguyradioshow.com. My 30 milliliter, 18 milligram Sub-Zero bottle. I have it right here. And my battery was going low, so I brought up my backup battery to my Triton Tank 2. And I have it right here and filled it up right before the show started. So, see what everybody is saying and what PC Magazine has called the top-rated e-cig company for 2 years in a row. Halo 6 through the Halo 6 banner on FatGuyRadioShow.com. Welcome back to the show, everybody. If you're just joining us on our live feed, I'm your host, Corey Blaze, joined by our executive producer, Philippius.
Yes.
And associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Sad, dude.
We just got off the whole idea of the fact that Facebook pictures, foreground pictures are just horrible. But, you know, I spend a lot of time on the internet. And one thing that I spend a lot of time on the internet doing, because I have not been 100% healthy in my body, is I've been spending a lot of time on Netflix.
Okay.
And I watched a documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
And 2 days after I was done watching this documentary on Netflix, D-Tay sends me a text message and he says, dude. And I immediately reply back my standard reply, send penis pics. And he says, dude, have you seen the Here and Now?
Be Here Now.
Be Here Now documentary. And I said, dude, I just watched that 2 days ago. And I apologize for it. I'm going to try to bring it up. Make sure this channel is muted just in case a commercial happens. But it is me and D-Tay share a love of Spartacus.
Yes, we do.
We've talked about it. We had Spartacus watching parties.
Yes.
And it was just me, D-Tay, pants around the ankles, TV going, beautiful time.
Yep.
Lip should have been there. We sent you a postcard.
Sorry. I didn't get it.
But one of the stars of the first few, maybe five seasons?
There's only three seasons of Spartacus.
I thought there was like six seasons of Spartacus.
No, there's three seasons of Spartacus.
Oh, okay. Well, the first two seasons.
No, he's only in the first season.
Okay, so he didn't come back. It's been a while since we watched Spartacus.
So, because what happened is, after that, they had wanted to bring him back for the second season.
True.
And then the whole thing happened of what happened
between season one and season two.
So they went with the second season being Blood and Sand, which is like the prequel to the first season.
You are right. You're bringing it up. It's all coming back now.
And then they came out with that third season, and that's the last season.
You're absolutely right. And what we're talking about is the actor Andy Whitfield.
Yes.
Who played Spartacus. And Be Here Now is a documentary that was being shown in selective theaters. And I remember, Lip, if you think back on it, we actually got like a press release to go to Arizona screening of this.
That was what it was, wasn't it?
It was. And then they ended up not being able to sell enough tickets for it. So it ended up not screening here in Arizona because people in Arizona have no culture.
No souls.
I love you guys, and thank you for listening to the show. But damn it, you should have supported this, but it could have been a marketing issue as well. But it's basically the Be Here Now, the Andy Whitfield story, traces the brave journey of actor Andy Whitfield, who received a devastating cancer diagnosis while starring in the series Spartacus: Blood and Sand.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to watch this, and it's a newly released. Netflix just released it. I want to say probably a month ago. So I've had it in my list to watch, and I finally got to it. And lo and behold, Dite watched it just a few days later, and I'm like, hell yeah, I watched it. It really, because when we were watching Spartacus, yeah, we wondered why they did a prequel in season two, basically. Yep. Resetting everything that led up to season one, episode one, and they did it in season two. They reset everything.
Yep.
And they showed how everything developed up to that point. And we were trying to figure it out why. I didn't know at the time.
I had no idea either.
And we were like, what? Why? You know, it was cool. We still watched it.
Yeah.
It was still amazing. Still kicked ass. But we didn't understand why. And the reason why is because the leading star, Andy Whitfield, was diagnosed with cancer.
Yeah.
After the filming. And so what happened is that what we didn't realize, while the taping of season two was taking place, they were also taping a documentary of his journey through his diagnosis.
Yep.
And my dad's calling me. I'm sorry. It's not breaking news.
Yeah.
He lost his battle with cancer, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But none of us knew what he went through. And watching this documentary, and if you have Netflix, and I know Netflix isn't a sponsor on this show, and I don't know if it's available on Amazon Instant Video, but if you have a chance, check this documentary out. It's only an hour and 49 minutes long.
Get ready, is like the most gut-wrenching, like, just...
It's an emotional roller coaster, but it's empowering as well.
Yeah.
Because he did not give up. I mean, the dude went to India to try to, because I guess he believed in a lot of those traditional herbal, holistic type of healings,
yep,
and things like that. And he just never, ever really gave up. But you slowly see throughout the entire documentary. Mm-hmm. And it was empowering for me, DT. I don't know how you felt about it.
For me, it was just so, like, it was eye-opener. Because they told him at the first sign of his diagnosis, like, oh, yeah, go ahead and do this chemo.
Yep.
You're at this age.
And he debated whether or not to do chemo.
Yeah, they were like, you're at this age where you do this round of chemo, I guarantee you'll bounce back. You'll be fine. This. You're gonna be fine. Like, you're gonna beat this,
right?
And
I mean, this dude,
that whole
he's
thing
young.
Happened.
He was 30 something years old. He was very young.
No, he was like 40 something.
40 something years old, but he was in top physical condition. Oh, yeah. And the one thing that really, really wrecked me about this whole documentary is that he kept asking one question over and over: what caused it, and why does it keep coming back? And
no one could ever answer that
question. Woo! It was a really, really good. It was a really, really good be here and now. But DT and I both watched it. Man. Take some time and sit down and watch that if you haven't. And it's an incredible documentary. It really is an incredible documentary.
And like, I still think like about his kids.
I know, but they seem so strong at the end of that.
Yeah,
he prepared them so well.
His wife.
That woman,
that like,
she should be sainted after she's gone.
And she's beautiful.
Gorgeous.
And I was like, oh,
life
God.
Is so different over there.
Yeah.
We need to pack this show up and go to England.
Yeah.
Or wherever the hell he is. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break. And on the other side of this break, it is the segment that everybody loves so much. When Americans do best. It's America F. Yeah. On the other side of this break, you miss a little, you miss a lot. We'll be right back on Fat Guy Radio Show.
Stop the show. Stop the show. I got a question to ask. Do you have an apple? No, not the red, delicious fruit that grows on a tree down the street. I'm talking about an Apple iPhone. Well, if you do, there's an app missing from your phone. It's the official Fat Guy Radio Show app for the iPhone or iPad. It's not always easy to get to our website to hear the show, so by downloading the free Fat Guy Radio Show app from the iTunes Store, you can take the show anywhere, listen anytime, and shop our biggest sponsors right through the app. So click on the Apple App Store app, search Fat Guy Radio Show, all one word, and download the app. It's free, silly, and with no ads to bog down your phone. The Fat Guy Radio Show app, available now in the iTunes App Store or at fatguyradioshow.com/app. Okay, we can restart the show now. Welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Easter extravaganza at iSeeMe Personalized Children's Books through the iSeeMe banner on our website. Save 20% when you purchase less than $50. Less than $50, you save 20%. Save 25% when you purchase $51 to $120, or go for the big savings of 30% when you purchase $121 or more. But to get these savings, you must go through the iSeeMe banner on our website. Once you've clicked, you will discover the promo codes needed to save big during the iSeeMe Easter extravaganza. Don't miss out on this opportunity to give your child a personalized book or gift. And if those savings weren't enough, get free shipping when you order $75 or more. iSeeMe Personalized Children's Books, available now through the iSeeMe banner on fatguyradioshow.com. And we love it so much, we're going to dive right into it, ladies and gentlemen. And it is the, here we go. Which bed is it?
Bed 3.
I think it's bed 5.
It is.
Bed 2.
I you know what? It's 5. I told myself the next time we do these, I was not going to search for it. And.
But you can't help but search for it.
I can't help but search for it. It's everywhere. Is it? I searched 5. It's not 5.
It's bed 2.
What is it called?
I don't know.
It's called
America F. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lip, you named them. Oh, who said 2?
I did.
It was bed 2.
Told you.
I should have listened to you. And you know what? It's very well documented on this show. Hello, listener Gail. We miss you. I don't listen.
Exactly. I said 2.
Stop yelling in your damn microphone before I punch you across the face.
I said 2.
It's a segment that everybody loves so much. America, F yeah. America, yeah. When you see two teens fighting in the middle of the street in hopes of gaining Facebook fame, what do you get? You get this week's America, F yeah. Featured story. This story is to encourage all single mothers, single mamas out there. We have a lot of you that listen to this show. Single mamas. I grew up part of my life with a single mother household, so I understand. Dateline Atlantic City, New Jersey. Two teens, Sheldon Ward and Jamar Mobley, decided to fight in the middle of the street with a handful of their friends standing around them filming the fight. Until 26-year-old Eben Ali Miller intervened. He stepped right into the middle of the fight, pointing out that everyone standing around them filming this, they were considered the real police, in his words. He went on to encourage the teens to shake hands and end the fight. The entire intervention was caught on camera and shared on Facebook. Since being shared, the video has garnered over 31 million views. His heroic antics also garnered Eben Ali Miller recognition by the Atlantic City City Council. But the story doesn't stop there. During a press conference held this past Wednesday, after being presented with an award of community bravery, Eben Ali choked back tears as he gave his mother, Sabrina Winters, credit for raising him right. Quote, "People get 15 minutes of fame a lot, and I would like to use every second of my 15 minutes to send gratitude to my mother." His actions on squashing the exploding popularity of fight videos on social media caught the eye of basketball superstar LeBron James and football superstar Torrey Smith of the Philadelphia Eagles. Even the two teens in the video that were fighting thanked Miller for stopping their brawl. Miller added,
I hope that this is something that will influence people to do more character building, because that's what these young kids need. They need character building. And that has been Fat Guy Radio Show's America F Yeah Story. America, yeah. How amazing is that?
That's awesome. I've seen that video.
You saw that?
I don't have Facebook, so I didn't see it.
How popular, even before you jumped off Facebook, fight videos, there are Facebook pages out there that feature nothing but fight videos.
Are they?
Yes, you
like
know
World
that there
Star
are.
Or something like that?
Yes, they are known for
it. I don't indulge in fight videos. That's just beneath me. It's like crack.
Intern, if you're scrolling, I'm sure you've seen them.
I haven't.
The intern, the formal intern that now is back to him being the intern, he is notorious for posting up those stupid little fight videos.
Does he?
He posts them up, and he made the mistake by friending me on Facebook, and I can see them all. And I'm sorry, you're not going to get a like from me for that. That is ridiculous. Thank you, Lady K, off the Twitter. She says that was a good one.
Thank you, Lady K. It was. In my numbers job, that is my job, to do character building with these kids.
Yes, we need it. We can't keep doing these little stupid little things everywhere.
I just got word that at one of my schools, bullying has gone down 53% since I've been there.
That's good. I feel differently about bullying in school, but the fact that people are tracking it and there's a report coming out that it's good, that numbers are going down, that's fine.
Wait, hold up. Now I'm interested.
I think that we've now put a statistic and a tracking mechanism on something that has always happened in schools. And I think that now it's not something that needs to have a light brought to it. I can tell you right now, when I was in grade school, you could classify me as being bullied. But you know what? I didn't run home and tell my parents, hey, this guy is bullying me. You know what I did? It taught me to have a thicker skin. It taught me how to fight back. It taught me how to stand up. It taught me how to turn the other cheek at times. And it taught me how to judge different circumstances of my interactions with that child or that other kid at school. I didn't run home and say, oh, it's bullying. I didn't run home and say, oh, I want to kill myself because something happens. And you know, there was a lot of kids in my school that dealt with the same thing that I was dealing with. I just think that in this day and age, we've allowed bullying to now become a crutch and which allows us to coddle kids.
You know,
that's just me. The way that I feel.
But you know what's
it.
So funny is the way I address bullying at my school is I tell kids, well, if they're messing with you, turn the other cheek. Walk the other way. You ain't got to be their friend.
Yeah.
Just ignore it or let someone know. If he's physically harming you, let an adult know and we will handle that.
And you know what? And not to cut you off, but I honestly feel at times that if AJ was suspended from school for fighting with another kid and it was something that had been prolonged for a long time and AJ had went to a teacher and told the teacher and the teacher didn't do anything. And then AJ had finally had enough and he after the kid hit him, AJ defended himself and whomped the back. I'm okay with that because I think that that's also a part of character building too, because we got too many punk ass kids running around this country right now. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that we allow them to hide behind these mantras of bullying. And just because somebody hits you once don't mean that you run and tail.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That is something that you might need to hit them back. You might need to build up and step up and you're going to get in trouble. But you know what? I bet you that little sucker ain't going to hit you no more. Sometimes you got to stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to defend. I'm not saying going out there and just start fights.
No.
I'm saying that sometimes you got to defend yourself, and kids that know how to defend themselves, that is part of a child's character.
Yeah.
In my opinion. And I believe that now we've manufactured a pussified society where kids say, hey, I can't get a job or I can't do this or I can't succeed at this because I was bullied in school. And I think that's a cop out. I was bullied in school too. I was picked on by being fat my entire freaking life as a kid. My own cousin ripped my shirt off on the playground when I was in the fourth grade, exposing my little fourth grade boobies to everybody. But you know what? What did I do? I grew my little B cups were all over the playground covered in dust. And you know what? And I couldn't find him because he was bigger than me. He was a sixth grader at the time. But you know what? Here I am now. Did I let that stop me? Hell no. I developed a show called Fat Guy Radio Show. Now people call me fat. I take that as praise because it allowed me to build character. I was bullied. I can, if you want to classify it as that, but I classify it as the fact that there were some kids that I encountered in school that knocked my ass around the playground, and it helped me build character. It taught me how to talk myself out of situations. It taught me what a situation to necessarily avoid. It taught me how to read people better from a distance before getting too close to them and getting to know them. I didn't run home to my mom and dad and say, hey, I can't go back to that school because this kid, he's beating me up. My own cousin Buster beat my ass up and pretty much raped my shirt off of me while I was in fourth grade. And you know what? I dusted off. Yes, the kids laughed at me the next day. Yes, everybody was starting calling me the little jiggly tit boy. I understand. And that's fine. And I dealt with that for a few weeks. And I rolled it off.
Look at jiggly tits.
Yeah, here comes Corey Jiggly. You know what I mean? And I dealt with that. And it was humiliating. I was angry inside. But I turned that into something positive. It did not stop me from continuing on in my life. It did not make me go out and bully somebody else that was another fat kid. No, it didn't. And I think in this day and age, with these young kids, I think that we've given them a crutch. We've given them a way out instead of standing up and facing some of their fears. That's my opinion.
Okay.
You know, that's just the way that I know it's a little different for you, and I'm not saying that it's the right way to look at it, but it's just the way that I look at it.
Okay.
Why are you just kowtowing out on it?
Okay.
Why you just
I was bullied as a kid as well.
Okay, but did that affect the way that you live affect the way that you grew up, or did it help you develop the person that you are today?
A little bit of both.
Okay.
A little bit of both.
A bully?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that what how I feel is the right way to approach it in all cases.
No, I feel you. But okay. We obviously don't have enough time for me to really get into my whole belief on bullying, and we could do a whole show on bullying.
Maybe we need to do a whole show on bullying.
But
because I know I feel differently about it, and I know there's parents out there that are going to say, "Hey, their child was traumatically affected
I feel like the word bully has many different definitions, just like the word amazing.
It does. And like, I agree.
And some of the stuff, me working at a school as an adult, I've seen bullying, and then I've just seen people getting picked on.
Right.
And two different things. There's some stuff I'm like, hey, is he hurting you? No, leave him, ignore him. Right. All right. You're not being bullied. And then I've seen kids like physically hurt, and everyone's turning a blind eye to this going on. And this kid is being physically hurt. Parents bringing up polices and like actual physical harm being done to students, and no one's caring. I've seen that. Now, and that's bullying on a whole different
level. I agree with you. If it's something that is going on a continuous basis and it's being ignored, that is a problem. Exactly. I agree with that. That's definitely a problem.
Little Billy won't share his ball.
Oh, he pushed me down in the sand one time.
Yeah, like I have a rule, like no one's allowed to bring out their own equipment when I'm like at the schools I work at. Because I supply equipment, and that way you can't tell who can play with the ball. Like if it's your ball, you can dictate who plays with it. If it's my ball, everyone plays with it, or no one plays with it.
And Lady K off the Twitter, she says she told her little guy that he is not allowed to attack, but he's allowed to defend himself and defend others who are being bullied as well.
Nice.
And I agree. And I know, and you are a lot closer to this situation. You are on the front lines of this, and it happens, and there are kids that are just being mean, and then there are things that in a child's life that they need to experience. And, you know, you have to find a balance. And I know that sometimes the balance is not in our favor.
Trust me, there are some days where I wake up and I'm at a recess, and I'm like, man, if I was an eighth grader or if I was a third grader right now, this kid would get it.
Yeah, I know. Like, just get the business.
This kid just needs two quick hits. And it's a done deal, but I'm like, no, let me go ahead and try to paint a picture with my words.
All right, folks, before we get out of here, just real quick, Lip, I know we're over time, but I want to get this. Next week, ladies and gentlemen, we will be in Best Of. And the reason why we're going to be in Best Of is because I've been alluding to it. I've been hinting at it. Anyone that follows me on Facebook has seen a few posts about it. I've tried not to make this as public of a situation as it is because it's not anything huge. But I am scheduled to have a surgical procedure next Wednesday, and I don't know how well I will be to do another show on Thursday. So we are planning to have a Best Of for you. Please do not freak out. I am not dying. It is not anything that has to do with any major organ in my body, like heart, liver, lungs, or anything, or back, or anything like that. It's something very, very minor, but there is a recovery process with any surgical procedure. I'll tell you this, the surgical procedure is literally 15 to 20 minutes long. So it's not, and it's all outpatient. It's not anything that's going to be, you know, a hospital stay or anything like that. So I don't want anybody to worry. I don't want anybody to fret. The network has allowed me to, they were pushing me to, you know, I wanted to come out and just put this out on the table for everybody, but I will have a full complete story of this entire process that has been going on for 6 weeks. 6 weeks I have been dealing with a lot of discomfort, a lot of pain, but because I am so dedicated to all of you out there that listen to the show, I wanted to make that transparent to you and just continue to bring you a very, very entertaining and fun show. So we will be black next week, or best of next week, right, Lip? Best of next week.
Best of.
Best of next week, and then we will return the following week with all new shows. So have me in your thoughts and in your prayers if you're one of those people that have thoughts and prayers. Some people don't have thoughts, or some people don't have prayers. Mm-mm. But I am going to be just fine. But when I'm back, I'm going to be back and better than ever, because you know what always they say, if we can build it, we can make him stronger. And that's exactly what's going to, did I mess that up?
I don't know. Was that the Million Dollar Man?
Something like that. If we don't worry, if we rebuild it, we'll maybe that's the return opening.
I don't know.
Thank you, Lip. I appreciate it.
I know they do say if you build it, they will come.
Yes. And so what the doctors will build inside of me hopefully will lead to somebody coming. I'm sorry.
Wow.
All right. Lady Kate, don't freak out. Don't freak out. I'm fine. And yes, Lady K, thank you very much, sweetie. She's so damn supportive. And Lady K, hey, great tweet of your Halo 6 shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We all like that. We need to send her more shirts. All right, folks. I'm sorry to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time, Justin Bieber. I apologize for that. He's back there chilling with the intern, the formal intern. They're about to do a fight video to go up on Facebook. Today's show was brought to you by Target. Hop on over to fatguyradioshow.com/Target for Easter savings now, or click the Target button on our official show app. Lady K, I will send you a tweet as soon as I'm conscious again to let you know that I'm alive. We love hearing from you. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, or send us a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. Interact with us on social media. Like and share Fat Guy Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Oh, you guys. Aw, you guys are going to make me cry. All this love coming over off Twitter. I can't even get to all these. Thank you. I appreciate all your well wishes, guys. You ain't tweeted nothing else throughout the whole damn show until I said that I'm casket ridden, and then all of a sudden everybody's like, get ready, Gloria. We're going to miss you. Be better. Feel better. God bless you. For our executive producer, Paul Olympias.
Yes, sir.
Our associate producer, Daniel Taylor.
Yes, I did.
I'm Corey Blaze, reminding everybody that skinny people.
Yes.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, pause the fight in the middle of the street that you're about to post up on Facebook and say, they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. Join us next week for a great episode of Best Of. See you at the top.
Hello.
I'll get the door. Hold.
Hold on, wait a minute. This show is free, and it will always be, but we need your help. We have sponsors located at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor that depend on us to get you to click through and shop. So take some time and find amazing specials presented by our amazing sponsors at fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. That's fatguyradioshow.com/sponsor. And in the words of Inspector Gadget, this message will self-destruct in 3, 2...